This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Republicans are inching closer to a House majority while control of the Senate is coming down to a few tight races in the U.S. Congress. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
President Biden expressed relief Wednesday that a sweeping defeat driven by frustration with inflation and the Democrats' agenda did not materialize.
It didn't happen.
Republicans are closing in on the 218 seats needed to take control of the House, while control of the U.S. Senate hinges on tight races in Arizona, Nevada, and Georgia. In Arizona, Democratic candidates for the Senate and governorship had small but dwindling leads with hundreds of thousands of ballots still left to count. Nevada's Senate candidates urged patience while both expressing optimism about their chances.
The numbers are there.
Republican Adam Laxalt sounded confident speaking with reporters Tuesday night.
We're going to take back Nevada and take back America.
The Senate majority could come down to a runoff in Georgia next month with neither candidate earning enough votes to win outright. On election night, Republican Herschel Walker urged supporters to hang in there.
We're here to win this election, are we not?
Senator Raphael Warnock said much the same.
Keep the faith. And keep looking up.
Jennifer King, Washington.
Ukraine's military won't deny or confirm whether Russia is withdrawing from Kherson. At a media briefing on Thursday in Kyiv, an official with the Armed Forces of Ukraine said that the Ukrainian Defense Forces, quote, continue active operations in the Kherson and Mykolaiv regions, end quote. He noted that any probable Russian exit from Kherson is the result of actions by Ukraine's army that have destroyed the enemy's logistical routes and support systems. This is in regard to Russia's defense minister saying Wednesday that Moscow's troops were retreating from the key southern Ukraine city of Kherson. Although such a withdrawal would be a major setback for Russian President Vladimir Putin, U.S. President Joe Biden would not say whether this would prompt Kyiv to negotiate with Moscow. This is VOA News. Russia's President Vladimir Putin will not attend the G20 summit in Indonesia. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
The news that Putin would not attend the G20 meeting was announced by an Indonesian government official. The move would enable the Russian leader to avoid a possible clash with the United States and its allies over the war in Ukraine. The summit would have been the first time President Joe Biden and President Putin were together at a gathering since the start of the Russian war in Ukraine. The event will take place on the Indonesian island of Bali and will start on November the 15th. I'm Karen Chamas.
France said Thursday it would allow an NGO ship carrying more than 200 migrants rescued in the Mediterranean to dock at the port of Toulon, following tense exchanges with Italy, whose attitude Paris said it bitterly regrets. Immigration is a hot-button issue in both countries. The ship was on Thursday sailing by the French island of Corsica, the Marine Traffic Tracker app showed. The question of how to handle immigration in the largely border-free European Union has been a source of tension for years. Nigeria's electoral authority said on Thursday two of its local offices had been attacked and set on fire in the country's southwest as officials prepare for 2023 presidential and parliamentary elections. Nigerians go to the ballot box in February to vote for a successor to President Muhammadu Buhari, a former army commander who steps down after two terms in office. Elections and campaigning are often marred by violence in Africa's most populous nation, and the 2023 ballot appears set to be a tight race with no clear favorite emerging. A surge in COVID-19 cases has prompted lockdowns in the Chinese manufacturing hub of Guangzhou. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The nearly 5 million residents of the southern Chinese city have been ordered to stay home at least through Sunday. Local authorities say one member of each family is allowed out once per day to purchase necessities. The order came after more than 2,500 new COVID cases had been reported over a 24-hour period. Public transportation has been suspended in Guangzhou, and most classes have been halted. But the lockdown has added to financial pressure that has disrupted global supply chains and sharply slowed growth in the world's second largest economy. I'm Donna Warder.
Tropical storm Nicole slowed after making landfall in the U.S. state of Florida, meteorologists said Thursday, with high winds raising concerns that a long-delayed NASA rocket launch would be disrupted. The storm sparked mandatory evacuation orders. Just weeks after Florida was battered by Hurricane Ian, an hour after Nicole made landfall as a Category 1 hurricane, it was downgraded to a tropical storm. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.